1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brothers, could not speak to you as to spiritual, but as to carnal, even as to babies in the Messiah. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for until now you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for as where there is among you envying, strife, and divisions, are you not carnal, and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as Yeshua gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but Elohim has given the increase. So then, neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but Elohim who gives the increase. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward, according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with Elohim, you are Elohim's farming, you are Elohim's building. According to the grace of Elohim which is given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let every man take heed how he builds upon it. For no man can lay any other foundation than that which is laid, which is Yeshua the Messiah. Now if any man builds upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work will be made manifest, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abides which he has built upon it, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of Elohim, Elohim will destroy him, for the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, so that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Elohim. For it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yeshua knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, Apollos, Cephas, the world, life, death, things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are the Messiah's, and the Messiah is Elohim's.